stop for closure.
Graves at Arlington National Cemetery could be marked wrong. The drama continues. Bodies and urns, just a mess. And how sickening is that? Congressman Rangel, is now caught in the ethics spider web, and I hope that they are able to nail this guy, because it's unbelievable some of the shenanigans that he was trying to perpetrate on New Yorkers. I'm going to say New Yorkers since he represents New York. And the Secretary of the Defense, that would be the Secretary of the Defense of the United States, is now back on his heels, as is Admiral Mike Mullen. Boy, the WikiLeaks thing over Afghanistan and all of the classified documents that have been released, over 92,000, is turning into what's become, I think, a little bit of a witch hunt. This is what happens. Somebody screwed up at the Pentagon. Somebody let the documents fly. You would think they'd have better checks when you get all the way up to the so-called highest levels. And that's probably what the problem is. The access might be much more than it should have been, let's say. Therefore, this gets out. It's humiliating to people like Gates, Mullen, anybody that's concerned with national security, including the president. All of them are not happy that somebody leaked the documents. But this is freedom of speech, baby, whether you like it or not. And, hey, what if we found them on America Tonight? What if somebody from the New York Times found them? What if somebody from the Cleveland Plain Dealer found them? You get my drift here. If they fall into your lap and they're released, as the founder pretty much is saying, if you're buying a story, hey, there was a source, leaked the documents, boom, that's what they do. That's what WikiLeaks does, hence the name WikiLeaks.org. Then that's, I think, fair play. Now, what I don't like is what's going to happen to the informant situation, all the people that you could possibly dig up their names and addresses, or villages would probably be the better way to say it, where you could actually hunt down, the Taliban could hunt down people who flipped on them. I mean, that's pretty much what it comes down to. But that's not the WikiLeaks guy's fault. That's the idiot who released the classified documents, who probably had some kind of an axe to grind because he didn't like what he saw of what was going on, and decided, okay, I'm going to shovel this out there. And that's what happened. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. As you can already tell by some of the headers we hit, we zig and zag all over the place. And I promise we will lighten the load. We're bringing back the Daily Salute because there are some good people in this country and some good things happening. And we will get to that. Plus our cheap movie review in our last hour. We're going to look at a couple of movies like Dinner for Schmucks. I could make a comment on that one. There's a lot of directions we could go, but I'm not David Letterman, so I'm just going to leave it alone. It is a real movie, and it's one that we're going to look at in our last hour of ATN. In the meantime, though, let's jump to the WikiLeaks story. It's been very red hot, let's say, water cooler buzz since the beginning of the week, really the weekend on into the week, and here we are. Finally, at Friday and heading into the weekend, and now, like I said, some top military brass not happy with how this is all playing out, including Robert Gates and Admiral Mullen. Here's what they had to say.
We have a moral responsibility to do everything possible to mitigate the consequences for our troops and our partners downrange, especially those who have worked with and put their trust in us in the past. This department is conducting a thorough, aggressive investigation to determine how this leak occurred, to identify the person or persons responsible, and to assess the content of the information compromised. I called FBI Director Robert Mueller and asked for the FBI's assistance in our investigation as a partner.
The sheer size and scope of the collection now demands a careful review to determine the degree to which future tactical operations may be impacted and the degree to which the lives of our troops and Afghan partners may be at risk.
Yeah, and like I said, that's the sad part of this whole thing. It's not the informant's fault. It's not the troops' fault. To me, it has little to do with them because it's documents about them, about specific things in some cases that were going on, right? Now, the founder of WikiLeaks is refusing to say where he got the documents because, of course, you're protecting a source. About 76,000 of them actually were posted to the site on Sunday, almost causing everything to crash. Pretty much, this is the biggest leak since the Pentagon Papers. And you know what? You got to go back to the Vietnam War. We know that for that, right? So, you know, what Gates is saying is, will people trust us? Will people whose lives are on the line trust us to keep their identity secret? And the answer is hell no. Of course not. Because the Taliban, they might be living in caves in some cases, but they're definitely up on the technology. Just check out Al Jazeera. So they're aware of the documents. They probably have downloaded them. Somebody's looking at them. Guarantee this is not a stupid organization. And if they can make examples of certain people, you bet they'll do that. And that's when it'll destroy that trust factor. That's when it'll make, if it gets to a broad extreme, that's when it would render this whole thing useless. Because if you do not have informants, if you don't have translators, if you don't have eyes and ears in the mosques, in the field, in the villages, there's no way I see a victory for the coalition forces. So this is a big blunder. And it's interesting how this has played out. In the beginning of the week, the Pentagon issues a statement saying, well, there's no big bombshells here, and we're going over it it'll probably take a couple weeks to assess the damage, because they don't even know. They have to figure out what the documents are. And then you have Senator John Kerry from Massachusetts, and he downplayed the damage of the documents somewhat. And there were others who did the same thing. Now, all of a sudden, it's, geez, we're looking into criminal charges, that this leak has to go beyond the military. Perhaps Gates didn't rule out the fact that the founder could be the target of a criminal investigation by releasing the tens of thousands of war documents. And this is a great fair or foul. Is that fair or is that foul? I say foul. Unless he hacked into the system. The guy who founded WikiLeaks was an ex-hacker. If he hacked into the Pentagon and got them, absolutely, nail them to the wall. He swears it's from a source. Other documents WikiLeaks has posted or have posted in the past have been from sources. I would think he's not an idiot about this either. I would think he would risk, and plus breaking the firewalls and everything else with the Pentagon and getting in, I don't think he hacked into it. So that, you can throw that out. I don't think so. Having said that, then there's only one conclusion you can draw. I mean, they're embarrassed that this leak happened, and how costly could it be to the Afghanistan war? What do you say, America? 800-259-5791. Flip me a call.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
All right, so we're kicking the can down the road here as we get ready for another weekend. The end of July. Where did the summer go? Now we're definitely deep into the dog days of what's left of vacation for the kids anyway. And the temperatures on the East Coast, they're frying people. The humidity, incredible. Boo-hoo, now you know what the rest of us have to deal with. And it has been a crazy, crazy summer for weather, certainly. In fact, we're going to talk about that in one of our next hours on America Tonight. But before we do that, I hit a couple of things at the top, and you can sound off on what you think should happen to the founder of WikiLeaks. Is it fair to criminally investigate him? Well, if I'm the Pentagon, if I'm the Secretary of Defense, I'm going to do something to rally the troops, the morale, the whatever, because I heard the morale also kind of took a little bit of a slide since the WikiLeaks thing happened. So having said that, I would probably do the same thing in his shoes, but being on this side of it, I think it's dead wrong to do it, because unless he hacked in, and I do not believe that, then it's not his fault. It's the World Wide Web, baby, and it's information. And it's information that was made available. The sad part is the real, true, scary part, the informants, the people of Afghanistan. And does it kill the trust, and does it atrophy what the troops have already done so that it's like a limb. It shrivels and then it's dead, and that relationship is dead. Because if you have a family and you're in a village somewhere and you're sneaking out, you're trying to help the Americans, the coalition forces, that's deadly with the Taliban. And if they want to make an example, they will. They cut heads off, they put them on sticks. They'll do whatever they have to do. Does not matter. So as the Pentagon are as they're warning that some of the secret war files have put the troops too and the informants at risk, and that there's this moral responsibility to protect anybody who might be in danger. Of course there is, but they blew it. They blew it by doing it. And here's the one thing I didn't say in the first section, and then We're going to move that can. Don't you like how I tell you that? He also said, Gates also said that the military is reviewing its rules for safeguarding classified information. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Is that not simply obvious to any of us? In your own life, do we talk about this? Have we had on so many people to talk about protecting your information, protecting your bank account information, protecting your Social Security, protecting whatever? So now you got war files, and they don't have checks and balances to know who's handling what material. So first of all, if somebody does sell classified information, pass it on to somebody else, that they know immediately where it's coming from. And I know it's an impossible task to say 100% in anything. I always say that. It's such baloney when people say 100%. They're 100% paying attention or whatever. There's no 100%. So there's no 100% definite, we have this locked down. And you got the Joint Chiefs, Admiral Mike Mullen, who you also heard, who said that the organization that published the files might already have their hands, might have on their hands the blood of a young soldier or that of an Afghan family. Well, you know what, Mullen? You know what, Gates? You know what, Pentagon? You should have thought about that and reviewed the processes before this happened. It's just like Congress. It's always about coming back after an action. It's always about playing on the defense. It's never about being ahead of the game. If I'm the guy in the door, that would be one of my main concerns. What do we do? Flip me through the format. Take me through. What are the steps? What do people sign? How many people handle it? If it's 100 people, is it 2 people? Is it 4 people? Whose eyes need to be on the material? You know what I'm talking about. So they blew it, and they want somebody to pay for it. You know that the president went berserk. You know that this is completely unacceptable to put the soldiers, even the possibility of them being in this situation, and more importantly, the informants. You're taking, in some cases, dirt poor people who are illiterate, gaining their trust, which is so hard to do. You do not speak their language. How many times have we had Anand Gopal on this show, an Afghanistan journalist, who chuckles at some of the things that have happened and says, for example, how many people have televisions in Afghanistan? Not very many. So when you have American officials who go on the tube and then it's translated and apologize for certain things, most of the people don't even get that message. You have to be on their level. You have to be in the mosques. You have to be in the villages. And that's exactly what the young soldiers were doing. They were more like diplomats. For goodness sake, their hands were tied as far as the rules of engagement were concerned, or are concerned. And now this happens, and it could be crippling. Could be. Well, ultimately, we'll know pretty shortly what the Taliban decides to do with it, how far they go, how far they trace it, because if heads roll, we'll know immediately. This story, speaking of the troops, is beyond disgraceful and way beyond embarrassing. 6,600 is a big number. You know, we do the We Can Count segment on America Tonight. 6,600 graves mixed up at the Arlington National Cemetery. You've got the cemetery's former superintendent who says it was his staff and then turned around quickly and said, well, we don't have the resources. And that's what the problem was. You think of the burials. You think of the families for all those years. And now you've got Army investigators who say that, yeah, the cemetery employees and the terrible technology were mostly to blame for remains that might have been misidentified or misplaced, and that the system used to track the grave sites relied on a bizarre paper trail that was absolutely full of holes. There could have been so many errors in it. But, oh, how painful is this for the people who have loved ones buried there? The idea of Arlington National Cemetery is, we're sorry for your loss. You gave us your blood, the best, the brightest, the whatever. And this is a sacred place, brothers in arms. And here they are, and here is this military burial. And we want you to know how much we appreciate the sacrifice your family has made. I wouldn't want to be on the other end of that call, of having to call somebody and say, well, we got to tell you some bad news. Here's what happened. Your son really isn't where you thought your son was. So it is a layup for anyone on this oversight panel on the Senate Homeland Security and Government Reform Committee, because it's, who wouldn't go ballistic over this? Nobody's going to disagree. The high number of graves is the worst part of this, though. 6,600 unmarked, mislabeled. How do you, so now to fix up the goof ups, that's going to take a long time to sort this out. You've got somebody who was hired who testified, Catherine Condon, her name, she testified that the Army was still trying to determine how many burial sites were affected. And she truly believes that there are more than you can possibly imagine, that there are other map errors. Man. Even there were 100 graves that didn't even have a headstone or even a burial card that was accurate. The maps are wrong. The urns are in the wrong place. Making the phone calls. They cannot apologize enough to the families. Not enough for what's happened here. And it's going to take a while to sort it out, too, by the way. Coming up, we're going to talk about property taxes. Oh, we've been talking about taxes a lot. In fact, one of our regular callers, Donna Wyoming, said it's all about the taxes and we're all sick of them. So what can you do to protect yourself from problems with the property taxes? We'll tell you next on ATN.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
10 years. A decade of talk. Great talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water powering your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Into another week, and I keep saying that. I just want to remind everybody, I hate the phrase TGIF, but it really feels like a lot of people need it. And it's because we're getting drained by, I think, the temperatures and whatnot. And it's those dog days that I mentioned earlier. So when you say the word property taxes, automatically people's eyeballs get huge. I've never talked to anyone who said, oh yeah, property taxes, no biggie. Oh, I got the lowest around. It's terrific. I mean, it's just great and it's assessed fairly and I feel pretty good about my property taxes. I don't care where. I don't care if I'm talking to them back in Jersey or in Chicago, in California or wherever. Nobody is particularly fond of paying any kind of taxes, let's face it. And we automatically tighten up and assume somehow we're going to end up paying more. We're going to pay more than our fair share. So we love this lady. She's always fun to talk to here in America Tonight. Valerie Faltis is the property tax expert who really gives you the skinny in a book that she wrote called The Property Tax Little Black Book. And this is the black book that tells all. That's the thing. Hey, Val, thanks for coming back on with us. Valerie. Oh, we can't hear you. We'll see if we can get her back on. When she kicks in, she probably stepped aside to pay her own taxes. When she kicks back in, there she is.
This is Valerie. I'm right here.
You're here. Okay. I figured you got distracted. You were looking at your own property tax bill for a second when I said that everybody's eyes bug out. Here's the thing. Who pays the most? I had this argument with someone the other day, and I know you can't definitively answer it, but does it seem like Californians are paying more?
It seems that way, partly just because our values are a lot higher. However, I will say in the state of Texas, if you look at what their property taxes are in relation to their property values, they actually pay closer to 20% in property taxes. But the catch is that they don't have income taxes.
Right. So you make up for it there because you're not paying on that side of it.
It gets you one way or the other, right? And then New York, definitely. I mean, I would say those three states by far are the worst.
Yeah. So we need to go live in some really little dinky place somewhere, some nook or cranny, if we really want to get low property
taxes.
That's
right. Build your own home in Alaska. No building regulations.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you worked for a time, and we've talked about this before, at the L.A. County Assessor's Office. And you must have been busy. You must have burned up a bunch of heels because didn't you assess like 6,000 properties or more during that time?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for them, it's all volume, right? How much can you do in how much time? Because they've got so much.
Yeah, and what did you find? What were the common misconceptions with most people? I think people don't really understand their property taxes all that well. Am I right on that?
That you're so right about that. And that's really what prompted me to write the little black book, because it was like, it's the second highest expense on your home, and nobody gets how it works or what to do or how to lower it, right? I'm paying $5,000. I should only be paying $3,000. How do I fix that?
Right.
So, no, absolutely. I mean, the greatest misconception I would say is that the assessor is really out to get you. Believe it or not, the assessor doesn't care. You know, they have a job to do, and they're an elected official, and everyone who works for them is just kind of doing their job. So, if you can be nice and you kind of learn a few things to what they need and what they need to see, you'll be golden.
All right. So give us a couple of hints. I know you don't want to have to give away the farm here, but what are some of the things that we should do? What are some of the things that we could do right now to educate ourselves on knowing where our taxes should be and what we can do if we think they're way too high?
Good question. So first thing is, where is your value at? That's the first thing you need to know. I mean, usually most people have an idea, right? But an idea and really knowing are two different things. So really know where your value's at. Then you can know whether you're in a position to lower your property taxes or not. And then I would say the second thing is get the little black book. I can say without question that it will educate you by far. I recently had one of my clients who used a little black book to prepare for an appeals case. He said he was better prepared than the assessor with the information based on the parameters I had given to prepare him, and he was able to lower his assessment by $100,000.
Oh, my gosh, $100,000. And so anybody can appeal. I mean, whether you lose it or not, it's not going to – if you really believe, I don't care if it's $100,000 or $10,000 or whatever it is, if you really think you're getting jobbed, you should feel empowered to do that, right?
Absolutely, and you have just as much authority on your home as anyone else, right? It's kind of, how are you going to present the information, Kate? Do you know exactly what to say or what they need to see in order to say, all right, maybe she's got a point here?
Yeah. Now, what happens if you inherit property?
That can be very tricky. That can be very tricky. There are ways, though, to maintain that. You know, that lower property base, because often you inherit property that someone hasn't taken care of, right?
Right.
So as a result of that, that can really affect your property taxes. You know, you inherit a home that might need more than $50,000 in work to make it look like the homes that are selling in the area. That's going to lower your property taxes.
All right, so really know the property, too. So if it looks like Gray Gardens and things are a mess, don't be afraid. I mean, why would you pay that? But I bet, Valerie, you know this because you did this job. I think people, and I don't know why, I don't know what it is, but I think people just blow it off. I think they just will kvetch and get upset and whatever, but they won't proceed. Did you find that?
Yes, I totally find that to be true. It's like you don't want to fight the man, right?
Right.
Are you going to go up and fight an organization you feel is like the IRS, or are you just going to be quiet and write the check? You know, and I think most people choose the latter option. And I think the greatest thing is it's not really a fight. You know, you're just simply saying, you know, hey, Kate, I know you're the horrible assessor, right? You
yeah.
are the assessor, and, you know, I know you didn't mean to overtax me, but you kind of did, and here's why.
Right, and just go through it, because what harm is it anyway? So tell us about this one, because I got a question from John, who listens to us in Southern California, and I was talking about the fact that you were coming on, and he wanted to know more about Prop 8 and how Prop 8 works.
You know, Prop 8 is not a bad thing. It definitely can be helpful. It's just that Prop 8 is a temporary reduction. So what happens is, you know, you get a temporary break right now, and another one of my clients, for example, showed me his temporary break is a drop from almost $1 million to about $650,000. So that's a big difference in property taxes, right, having an assessed base that low. What happens is that when the market picks up, and it will pick up, you go back up to that higher base, right? For example, in this case, it's almost $1 million. So that money you were saving, you won't get to save anymore. And also the parameters of it are very narrow. There's actually a free ebook you can get from my website that explains all Prop 8. So it's just not that permanent. It's not a long-term solution.
Yeah. You certainly know this, knowing about real estate as well. The phenomenon that we're seeing in some places, and the law is different in every place, that people, and this has happened in California where they get underwater and people are walking away from their homes.
Yeah,
that can be damaging, though, can it? I don't understand that. I understand when it's ridiculous, but I don't understand taking the bankruptcy hit. What do you think?
I mean, it's a hard, you know, there's a lot of folks where, you know, they have paid, you know, for example, $600,000 on a house.
Ugh.
And the house is only worth, let's say, $350,000 today, which is very
Ugh.
Common. And their interest rate keeps going up because they were on an adjustable mortgage, maybe paying interest only. So their house payment went from maybe $2,000 a month to maybe up over $3,000 or $4,000 a month. And they maybe had somebody lose a job because, you know, the unemployment rate's been pretty high. So, I mean, all those factors convolve. And what would you do, Kate? You got kids to feed, right? You're gonna pay
yeah.
the mortgage, or you're gonna move down
yeah.
the street where you can pay rent and put food on the table.
You're gonna have to do the rent thing.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? I mean,
yeah.
it's just been tough. Been tough
yeah.
for a lot of people.
Yeah, no kidding. I know some people in California were telling me how it's really tough. I want to say, I don't know if I'm right about this, it might be Stockton or Fresno where people have really gotten socked the property values. You know,
oh,
where
yeah.
it's come...
I mean, Riverside, too. I mean, they've gotten hit. And even when the market comes back up, it would take a long time for them to follow. Take a
yeah.
long time.
How long, when you say like a place like Riverside, when you say a long time, and it's all guesstimates, I know, but like a decade at least?
Well, let's say our market comes back up, like on the coastal. I mean, I would say they'll be a good few years behind us. Because by the time the wave hits in terms of maybe their, you know, employment rising in that, it'll take some time because...
Yeah, by the time it catches up.
They hit really hard.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. All right, the Property Tax Little Black Book. Get all of Valerie's secrets. So that's what you do. You can go there.com, add that onto the end of it, and voila, you will see the lovely Miss Baltus, and she's got a bunch of interesting stuff. As she said, she's got some free stuff on her website, too. Hey, Valerie, thanks.
Thank you so much, Kate. Take care. Good talking to you.
All right, good talking to you, too. Have a great weekend. So there's the thing. You know, pay attention to the words that she said. I don't know why. People are fearful of pursuing, if they think pursuing the idea of appealing what their taxes are, because what's the difference? If you lose, you lose. But there's a good chance that you could get some kind of a reduction and you may have the right reasons. And if you don't understand any of that, go to the website because it's good. I read the book. It's excellent. On the flip side, we got odds and ends. Hang with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Compilation of a different type of story here on America Tonight. We started off talking about WikiLeaks and the fact that the Pentagon and anybody who's anybody connected as far as the military upset about what's happened, the 92,000 pages of classified information from Afghanistan going back actually to part of the Bush administration into the Obama administration. The fact is that there are names revealed, informants, and also military people are in those reports. If the wrong people decide to go through and highlight, for example, a few of the choice names that they see, it'd be easy to track and put together the pieces, which is not really what you want to have happen. So then the question becomes to me really is, okay, well then, how leaky is this boat called the Pentagon? And the answer is, start bailing, baby. They're looking for people to blame. And it's always, let's go back and review. Didn't we just go back and review? Oh, safety measures really weren't in place. There was too much partying and glad handling of the people that were doing the deep water drilling, the different companies, thanks to mineral management and the interior department asleep at the wheel. So, geez, we've got to go back and review the process. It's always we've got to go back and review how this happened. So this is another one. We have to go back and review who sees the classified documents, how it's being handled. It's obvious. You knew this is how it was going to play out. And there are things in those documents that are embarrassing to the military. A lot of it has to do with civilian casualties and the informants. So my friends, it equals up to not good, no matter how you slice it. There might not be a direct map into, okay, here is where our future forces are going to be. Here is the method of attack. So there's perhaps not that kind of a roadmap, but one that is just as dangerous for the people who are serving. So clearly the military is embarrassed. Speaking of being embarrassed, Congressman Charlie Rangel has been around since I first started my career and was in college. Actually, when I was in college and got out of school, I might have told this story on the air one night, but I, in passing, interviewed him somewhere. I think it was even in Albuquerque, New Mexico, maybe when I did it. But so forever, he's represented New York as one of the Democrats, as one of the congressmen that has been there. He's like Methuselah. And now Methuselah is falling apart. I mean, the wheels are off. He's been accused of 13 violations, according to an ethics panel. They've reached a plea deal in this case, but they haven't agreed to the settlement. So it's not really clear, kind of that foggy math thing, as to how many of the 13 charges Rangel agreed to actually accept. They held the first meeting on Thursday, and just a little came out of the meeting. They're talking about giving him that opportunity to negotiate a settlement during the investigation phase. That's the way you get it off the papers. Get it out of there. Take your hit and you get away, and I think that's what they're trying to do here. The 13 violations are, you know, have to do with vacation property in the Dominican Republic, failing to report $600,000 worth of income on his disclosure statements. So this guy's 80 years old. The charges were read in a public session of the House Ethics Committee, and they're trying to avoid a public nightmare for him, a congressional trial. He didn't even go to the session where they read the allegations. So they set the stage for the possibility of a trial, which would be in September. The Democrats don't want to deal with this. They don't want a public confrontation before the midterm elections. And some of the violations, or the alleged violations, include using congressional letterhead to solicit donations for a Center for Public Service that would have his name on the campus of the City College of New York. He was also, this was a big one, he was accused of accepting a rent-stabilized property in Manhattan for his campaign office and initially not paying federal taxes on that property I mentioned before. I mean, pretty much, this is a clean sweep. There's no way out of this. He has to plea like it looks like they're trying to do. They got to work something out. And this is a bad time for this, particularly for his party, because of all the distrust, the skepticism about what's going on in Washington. The inmates are running the asylum, and they're the elected officials that we elect. It's we the people. This is our government. And this is bad. This is bad for the Dems. So they want it to go away. We'll see if they cut a deal and there's no trial in September. That would be messy if that were to happen. And he's been around forever, as I mentioned, but the New York papers have just skewered him probably for really a year. And why not? Because they had the information, and the guy was out there pimping his stuff and doing the I'm the longtime congressman fighting the good fight, but he was lining his pockets the best that he could is what he was doing, right? Couple of other quick things and odds and ends. The Madoff thing had an odd end and a bitter taste in the mouths of so many people, not all filthy rich people either. The New York trustee appointed to recover the loot from jailed financier Madoff, which he stole from investors, has sued already three entities where more than $30 million in his family money was tucked away. How about that? They're saying that the trustee, Irving Picard, identified the money in three lawsuits. He accused the Madoff family members, including the sons, of funding crazy lavish lifestyles of the rich and famous, close to like $200 million stolen from thousands of customers in this Ponzi scheme. So Madoff is done. He's toast. He's serving 150 years. He's not getting out. He's done. He admitted he never invested any of the billions of dollars he received, but what's happening is they're squeezing the family, trying to get as much money as they can back for the people, for one. And how much did the sons know? How much did the people around Madoff know? I find it hard to believe that the people close to him in the business, some of them, of course, but a handful, probably the family members like the sons, didn't know anything about what was going on. How could they not know? If the sons were involved in the business, they knew. He might try to protect them, but they absolutely knew something. There's no way they just assumed, wow, the money, geez, all my buddies don't get this good of a return for their clients, and they're pushing this stock and this and that. How is it that you managed to do it? See, that's where the Ponzi scheme falls apart. Thanks to the banking crunch, thanks to AIG and all that and all the big collapse in 2008, that's when, forget it, because people wanted money and there was no way to play the shell game any longer. But this is an odd one, too. Chelsea Clinton's wedding. I haven't even, I think, said anything about her wedding. I read something the other day where the wedding cake was going to be an $11,000 wedding cake. Now I've read that the wedding is going to be vegan, the food, and gluten-free. So you think, if you're a vegetarian, okay, I get that, I can respect that, but now you hear that they're spending $3 million for this wedding. What are they spending the $3 million on? It can't be the food. I'm thinking it's not the food. They're also going to block out the airspace for a half an hour on Saturday to Sunday. Not a half an hour. They're going to block it out from 3 in the afternoon to 3:30 in the morning, where she's getting married. It's along the Hudson River, because she is, after all, the daughter of a former president. So they're going to do that. The Secret Service actually requested it. How about that? And President Obama not invited to the wedding. Send me your thoughts on anything we talk about on America Tonight, americatonight.net.